The great leader of sublime spiritual chain of Silsila Naqshbandiya, Sayyidina Mujaddid Al-Fithani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, Sheikh Ahmed Sarhandi Farooqi Naqshbandi Alayh Rahma, was born in a place called Sarhand in Hind, India. His blessed name was Ahmed, and the kunya was Abul Barakat, and title was Badruddin. He, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, is from the lineage of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Sayyidina Mujaddid Al-Fithani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, acquired a lot of branches of knowledge from his blessed father, Sheikh Abdul Ahad, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Along with the love of Fara'id, he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, acquired the love of Nawafil as well as from his blessed father. Therefore, he says, I attained the ability to perform Nafil worship, especially Nafil prayers, from my blessed father. So this also tells us that if parents are pious, Alhamdulillah, the upcoming generation, they also follow and they get blessing from the piety of the parents. Apart from this, the respective viewers, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, also benefited from other teachers. For example, he, Ali Rahma, studied few difficult books from Maulana Kamal Kashmiri Ali Rahma. He, Ali Rahma, studied the books of Hadith from Maulana Sheikh Muhammad Yaqub, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and obtained certification from him. Along with Qasida Burma Sharif, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, studied many books of Tafsir and Hadith from Qazi Bahlul Badakhshi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sayyidina Mujaddid Al-Fithani Ali Rahma completed his all branches of general education at the age of 17 only. The respective viewers, we learned about his knowledge and subhanAllah love for following fara'id and offering nafil salah. Now let's talk about the love for sunnah fi Ali Rahma had. Like in other matters, Sayyidina Mujaddid Al-Fithani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would also take care of sunnahs of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam while sleeping and waking up. Once in the last 10 days of Ramadanul Mubarak, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, unintentionally lied on the left hand side after Taraweeh in order to have some rest. Meanwhile, his servant started to massage his feet. All of a sudden, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, realized that the sunnah of lying on the right side has been missed. Nafs, inner self, made him lazy that it is okay if it happens unintentionally. But he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, got up and lied on the right side according to sunnah. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, says, as soon as I acted upon this sunnah, blessings, bounties and special splendor became apparent upon me, and a voice was heard, due to acting upon the sunnah, there will be no punishment for you in the hereafter, and your servant massaging your feet has also been forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Dear respected viewers, did you see the blessings of following the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam? Allahu Akbar. We should also love sunnah. We should also follow sunnah. This is what we learned from the seerah of Mujaddid Al-Fithani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Imam Rabbani Mujaddid Al-Fithani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, whenever I used to cook food before, I used to specify its reward to be sent to the blessed souls of noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Amirul Mu'mineen Aliul Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, Khatun Jannat Fatimatul Zahra and Hasanain Karimain radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. One night I saw the sacred vision of noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In my dream, I presented salam in the blessed court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but he did not pay attention towards me and turned his blessed face towards the other side and said to me, I eat food from Aisha's home. Whoever wants to send me food, he should send it to Aisha's house. At that time, I came to know that the reason for noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam not paying attention towards me was that I did not used to include Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha in the meal, meaning in the Isale Sawab. Since then, I include Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha. In fact, all Ummahatul Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala anhun and all Ahle Bayt in the Isal Thawab, and make all Ahle Bayt wasila, meaning intercession for myself. So, dear respected viewers, we come to know that it was the practice of Imam Rabbani, Mujaddid al-Fithani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alay, that he used to do Isale Sabab. So we should also do Isale Sabab, where we remember Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Isale Sabab and the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. We should also remember Ummahatul Mu'mineen and especially Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha and Sahaba Ikram and all Mu'mineen and Mu'minat. We should remember them in our prayers and especially when we do Isale Sabab. If you want to know more about this great personality in the history of Islam, Imam Rabbani, Mujaddid al-Fithani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, then alhamdulillah, a beautiful book called Biography of Mujaddid al-Fithani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, has been published and it is available on Dawat Islami's official website, www.dawatislami.net. You can read that book and you can learn more about this great personality. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Ahmed Sarhandi Farooq Naqshbandi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh departed from this mortal world on 28 Safar al-Muzaffar 1034 after Hijri, meaning 1624. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon his shrine and forgive us for his sake. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.